As always, it is my pleasure that you join me for today's podcast of Second Chance Coaching. My name is Dr. Richard Lewis. If you'd be so kind as to leave me a rating and your feedback, I would very much appreciate it, and it will help others like you to optimally discover this podcast wherever you listen to this and your other favorite podcast. As you know, at Second Chance Coaching, we focus on seeing everyday life through the eyes of the returning citizen and highlighting the resiliency of the human spirit. I would love to work with you one-on-one, whether you're a returning citizen or coaching client seeking your second chance, or you're a representative of a business, college, or university seeking to integrate and support returning citizens in your respective organizational and learning environments. Please feel free to contact me via email at richard@secondchancecoaching.com or via Instagram at @drrichardlewis. Welcome again to another edition of Second Chance Coaching. As always, it is my pleasure to join you on another week of your reentry journey from whichever corner of the world you're listening from. We always remain humbled and excited that you've decided to spend part of your week with us. As I indicated, I'm so very happy to be back with you after our in-season break. It is my hope that you keep into your commitment for your goals and objectives for 2024, especially those goals and objectives that concentrate on you being a better you and having a better quality of life. You know, as for me, I'm doing well with keeping up with most of my commitments. There are some weeks that are tougher than others, but I try to be sure on a daily basis to stay leaned into what I'm committed to. But speaking of being committed to certain things, before we continue on with talking about what we're going to talk about today, I want to take the time to send prayers and thoughts and condolences to two friends of mine who experienced the tragic loss of their mothers this past week. One friend of mine is a work colleague, another friend of mine who's been a friend of mine for over 30 years. We went to college together. Both of them experienced the loss of their mothers, and I continue to check on them to see how they're doing. They're doing as one would expect during this trying time. They're sad, they're sorrow. There's shock. There's a lot of the emotions that are going on, but I wanted to continue to reassure them that God has them in the palm of their hand to comfort them, to strengthen them, and we're here to pray for them and lift them up as a community, wrap their arms around them for them to go through this tough time, that they're not alone. And certainly I wanted to make sure that I said that in the Second Chance Coaching podcast, that my friends are not alone. I'm certainly not revealing their names to protect their privacy, but certainly want them to know that, you know, that I love them, that I'm keeping their families prayed up all the time so they could get through this time. You know, it'll never be the same, but as I told them both, that their mothers are looking above them from heaven. They're free, fear free of pain. And they're watching them from paradise, and that mother's love transcends heaven and earth, and it will always be with them. As we transition from that, I want to sit there and continue to talk to you guys about how much you've been supporting us, supporting our podcast. You know, in the time that we've had the break, we've had in the United States, our highest listenership have the three highest states where we have the three highest states of listenership came from Florida, where we're based, New York, where I'm from, and of course, California, where I have a lot of friends and family out there too. So I appreciate all of y'all in Florida, New York, and California to continue to support the Second Chance Coaching podcast. Our friends overseas, during the time of our break, we got a lot of love from Australia, the United Kingdom, and the Philippines. The listenership was really high in those areas. So thank you. Thank you for continuing to support what we do here at the podcast. We know we could not do it without you. We could not do it without you. So this week is our first week back at the college from our spring break. So at the college, it's the perfect convergence of late returners from spring break, you know, concluding grades for the short-term classes, setting up the courses and course shells for the short-term classes for the second half of the term, and really getting students situated who are taking the regular courses or the courses that last the 16 weeks, getting them situated for these last 7 weeks of the term. On my end, I'm getting back into the flow of going back to the gym and the beach, which is really attached to my goals and objectives of my wellness. And of course, being back on this podcast production schedule, you know, I did not even mention about having to get my taxes done. I met with my accountant today and getting the annual reports done for my limited liability company. So there's a lot of stuff going on. As usual, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, in other areas of my world, the condo association keeps rolling along. You know, we've interviewed contractors to do our 40-year certification work. And now we're working through a newly established finance subcommittee of the building to apply for a loan or line of credit in order for us to start to do this work. Surprisingly, the building, knock on wood, you know, surprisingly, the resident owners, they are staying on their best behavior. And there's not been too much foolishness that has been taking place. I think part of it is I made the decision to keep management and leadership of the building at a certain level to not really give resident owners the room to act up. But I wanted to make sure that we kept the focus on the business of the building. So I wanted to make sure that we did that. But going back to what we're talking about today, you know, during the time we've been away on our break, I knew I would be engaging with a lot of returning citizens and the family of returning citizens as it pertained to various stages and challenges along the reentry journey that they were individually going through. And every story has so many similarities, but there are so many stories that are very, very different, and they're fascinating as well. And I particularly remember speaking to one individual who's pretty advanced along in their reentry journey. You know, I would say when I say advanced that, you know, they've been out for multiple years, a long time. The individual is really not too different from me as far as where I am and similarities to how long we've been out. But they are also gainfully employed. They're married and have a loving family. And even recently, they've even taken on an additional job because, you know, inflation, the economy, you know, it's requiring them to bring more money, more income into the home because expenses, you know, have naturally gone up. And in the conversation we had, we talked about how much energy one had when first coming home. I think that in previous podcasts, I've spoken to you guys about that, like how much energy you had coming home and how you are motivated to get to the next level to say, oh, now we're going to make all the dreams that I had being locked away as far as what I would do when I would come home. Now I can make all those dreams come true. And, you know, remembering how when we came home, the reality was met with our motivation. So we remembered how that motivation had to be balanced with discipline and patience. And of course, I even added with a heavy sprinkling of faith. Now, the challenge this individual was facing was really maintaining motivation, or as they put it, quote unquote, staying on fire through their reentry journey. I first shared with them that motivation or keeping motivation alive is really not unique to their situation. It's not unique to the returning citizen. I teach students every day that seem to need to be motivated to complete their work or to be the best they can be, because they always seem to look for the shortcut or the easy way out. And I don't blame students. You know, when I was an undergrad, I used to look for the easiest way out as well. But I knew I needed my teachers had to motivate me to do better. So, you know, I know the students come needing the motivation. A lot of us need motivation to save money for a goal. Maybe we're saving for a trip. Maybe you're saving for a car. Maybe you're saving for a house. Who knows? Maybe we need motivation to stay on that diet. Maybe we need motivation to make sure that we're drinking water every day. Maybe, you know, the motivation like to go to the gym, whatever the case may be. You know, I've shared with you in the past and past podcasts, and I now shared with them in that conversation that even for me, as I just indicated, about going back to the gym after our college's spring break, I had to find that motivation to really get back into the groove of what I wanted to do, you know. And I reminded them that there are so many things that come into play when it comes to reentry, to criminal justice and reentry, that is tied to our motivation. And we all experience that. We all experience that and have that, you know, either all of them or a combination of such. So I wanted to share, you know, let me share with you a little bit before we get into more conversation about motivation in regards to their motivation in regards to what they were trying to go through. So many different things. There's about 10 different things that we find. We saw this that I got this from Psychology Today. One of it is intrinsic motivation, like to our personal growth is really tied to one of the motivational aspects of our criminal justice reentry journey. We want to make sure that we are doing things to build skills, build confidence, advance education. There's so many different things that we want to do when it comes to our personal growth. Then that goes into number two, into finding our purpose and meaning. Whatever it is that landed us in being incarcerated, whether we were incarcerated wrongly or whether we really were being held accountable for what has happened, we now come home trying to find purpose as to what we want to do. We want to do something different and look to find purpose and meaning in our lives. The third thing is really trying to, we're motivated by building our support systems, having strong support and positive relationships with family, friends, things of that nature. Of course, number four is employment opportunities, making sure that we have proper job training and placement. How are we optimizing ourselves to be the best possible candidate in order for us to be able to support ourselves? Number five, if we're dealing with any mental health or substance abuse, are we motivated to go into treatment programs or to go into continuous therapy to make sure that we are addressing any underlying issues and promoting the best of ourselves and promoting that wellness? Educational opportunities, like I said before, maybe we're pursuing a new degree, a new skill. We're motivated to do that. Maybe we're motivated to also participate in any restorative justice. Maybe we need to repair the harm that we've done and try to sit there and make amends to the communities that we've harmed or to the person that we've harmed. Maybe possibly in our therapy, number eight, we are going into cognitive behavior therapy, where we're doing things to change our thought patterns, change the way in which we do things, change the way we understand and process things around us. Maybe number nine, understanding our rights and responsibilities. Maybe we could get our record sealed. Maybe we could do different things in order to make our record not a hindrance to us. Maybe we're appealing your case. Who knows? And number 10, the active participation in our community. Not only are you going to be returning to the community, working in the community, being a part of the community, but be engaged in the community. We've talked about this in previous podcasts. This is your community as well. And you should be motivated to be a part of it and have your voice in the community because you are part of that community and you should have that voice. I also sat there and shared with this individual an article, also from Psychology Today, written by a woman named F. Diane Barth. She's a licensed social worker and psychotherapist, and she's from New York City. And she wrote in Psychology Today in 2021, about 3 years ago, that there's five simple techniques to restore and improve one's ability to be focused and to be motivated. Now, the techniques that she indicated was really to improve one's life post the COVID-19 pandemic. But when I read it, these were things that could be used for someone's reentry journey as well. So five simple techniques to restore and improve your ability to focus and self-motivate. Number one, she said to break down any task into small parts. Rather than thinking about a project in its entirety, consider a small, easily accomplished task. For instance, and this is something that's good for my students, if you have a paper to write or if you have an outline to write for Dr. Lewis, consider doing one paragraph or one section at a time. They don't even have to go in order. Just do a little bit at a time, and then you could rearrange them on your computer whenever you're done. And then when you do it one step at a time, it doesn't seem so insurmountable. Two, allow yourself time. Look, if you've been away for a long time, or if you were away for a short time, for 6 months or 6 years or whatever the case may be, you're not going to be able to recapture those years or those months or those days the day you come back. Allow yourself that time. Things move more slowly as you go through the shock and the recovery from the trauma of being away. And I made this mistake. I talked about this in previous podcasts. Don't compare yourself to other folks. Don't say, well, I should be at this stage because this person's at this stage. No, your progress, your psyche, your physical well-being, your total well-being will let you know how to operate. Will let you know where you're at. And you need to be good for you, not in comparison to anyone else. And number three, we've talked about this plenty of times. Care for your body. What do you eat and drink? Make sure that you're eating and drinking as healthily as you possibly can. Get enough sleep and exercise. It can be difficult because, you know, it's like, okay, I got to get to sleep. Oh, I got to get up and go to the gym. But do it in small steps. You know, do one healthy thing at a meal. So, like, you know, I like to drink juice. Not always like to always drink the water that I'm supposed to drink. But what I do for myself is for every glass of juice I have, I make sure that I have two glasses of water to keep myself on that healthy kick. Number four, get support. Talk to friends and colleagues. Talk to anybody that you could trust that could help you. Let people be harsh in their criticism of you, but be harsh in a way that they are being that they're uplifting to, not breaking you down, so that you can learn from what it is that you're doing. You know, I spoke to a friend of mine tonight right before I started recording, and we were really talking about different things that I needed support on, that I wanted to get guidance on, that I wanted to get a different perspective on. And number five, we've talked about this, celebrating small victories in previous podcast episodes. Praise yourself for every small step you take, because every step you take, no matter how little it is one step closer to where it is that you want to go. It's one step closer to you achieving your goal, whether it's a goal and objective as part of your reentry journey, or like we said earlier, the goals and objectives in 2024 that you're trying to accomplish. You know, we are always so good at criticizing ourselves and being hard on ourselves, and we're not always as good as acknowledging our accomplishments. Because why? A lot of times we're looking for that big achievement. No, I'm only going to celebrate and give myself congratulations when I graduate with that degree. But I don't sit there and say anything when I pass that class. Passing the class and passing the classes is what's going to get you to graduating with that degree. So why don't we celebrate that? A friend of mine on Facebook from college, he even put up today on Facebook that today he was celebrating his 20-year anniversary of his sobriety from alcohol. I didn't even know that he was a recovering alcoholic until I saw that today. But for him to sit there and say that he's celebrating 20 years, he had to start off with 20 seconds, then 20 minutes, then 20, then one day, 20 days, 20 months. He had to go little by little. And I'm quite sure he had to celebrate that along the way. Then now he's at a place where he could say, yes, I'm at 20 years sober. But he had to get to those little spots first to get to that place. As I tell my students, you want to graduate, but you got to pass the classes first. Celebrate those things along the way. Find that motivation in that celebration. And that's what I was sharing with the returning citizen that I met with, you know, during our in-season break, is that, you know what? Sometimes the motivation just could be in the little things that you do. I got to work on time. I was able to do X, Y, and Z. I was able to provide something for my family. I lowered the bill that I was trying to save for a little more. I got a sale. You know, anything that allows you to say, okay, you know what? I'm able to do this. And then ultimately, when I have that bigger goal that I'm trying to accomplish, I'm that much more closer to that goal. And it's harder when you are far along your reentry journey. I find that to myself as well. I'm going on year 23 on my reentry journey. And, you know, there's some days that I find to be harder than others. That is going to the gym that important? Is being my best self that important? Is not being, you know, is being nice that important? But, you know, the thing that I concentrated on, and that's the last thing I said to him, was, you know what? Don't try to look at everything as weeks down the line, months down the line, years down the line. You already have the years. You've done the years. So now what you need to do is say, okay, you know what? I just need to be better today. I just need to do better today than I did yesterday. I just need to do better at 12 noon than I did at 11 a.m. or at 11:59 a.m. I just have to be better in this moment. And then when I'm motivated to be better in that moment, you're building moment by moment by moment. And before you know it, you were better that entire day. And then when you build another day, I was better for that week. And the thing is, those are the kind of things that you look for to say, okay, it may not be the quote unquote being on fire motivation that you had when you first came home, but now you're at a different stage. Look how much work you've done in being home and staying home. Not a lot of people, you know, a lot of people have not done that. And now we just sit there and take it one step at a time. And that's what I do too, whether it be going to the gym, drinking that water, looking at my goals and accomplishments for 2024. Won't achieve everything in one day, but I just use today to be better than yesterday and to get one day closer to what it is that I want to do. I know you could do it. I know I could do it. And then guess what? I know we could do it. I certainly want to thank you, as always, for sharing your time with me. Thank you for continuing to spread Second Chance Coaching to your friends, family, and loved ones. I'm so happy to be back with you after our break. So we will have, this is our last five episodes of season five. So we're here today on March 13th. We'll be back again March 20th, March 27th, April 3rd, and April 10th will be our last episode for episode five until we get ready for episode six. So if you have any ideas that you want to share with us, please feel free. Let us know. So there's a lot of different things that maybe we want to sit there and get into play for season six. Maybe we put in something for season five before we leave. So certainly if you have any topics, feel free to share them with us. Thank you again for joining us. And as always, I look forward to spending time with you again next week. Thank you again for joining us here at Second Chance Coaching. In addition to coaching services for individuals and businesses, I'm also available for speaking engagements and workshops on criminal justice reentry, human resources, as well as organizational culture and leadership. Feel free to email me at richard@secondchancecoaching.com, as well as connect with me on Instagram at @TheDrRichardLewis. Remember, every day you are given this opportunity for your second chance, and I know you'll make the best of it. I love you all, and I look forward to connecting with you next time here at Second Chance Coaching.